What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. Fourth and final hour of our get-together, affectionately known as 9 o'clock stretch.
Yeah. You're going to get a Charlie horse.
I think I just pulled something. Anyway, welcome. It is 9:06 and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. One of your top stories, rare earth mineral deal with Ukraine. Yeah, baby, it's pretty much a done deal, and this is huge. That along with like the $8 trillion in domestic and foreign investments that have been promised, under the Trump administration, first 100 days, it really is phenomenal. And we'll dig into some of that stuff in a little bit. But first, we've got a very special guest in the studio, Matt Jacobson. And you might know that last name because it's the same one shared with his great father who helped to, do many things related to the Marine Corps in this town. So good morning and welcome, Matt. How you doing?
Good. Good morning, Bob and Greg. How are y'all doing this morning?
Good. It's good to have you in here.
Thanks for having me.
And so, look, you served in the Marines. You were a teacher, local law enforcement for, a decade and a half. I mean, you put your time in. And so now, well, you have been anyway, working for stuff for like the Marine Corps League, which gets some of the funding from this. Tell me about Hot Rodding for Heroes.
Well, Bob, so we've been doing, my father started this tradition actually 13 years ago with Dr. Hain,
the
local chiropractor.
Yes,
we definitely all know Dr. Hain. So they came up with a way to, we know people love cars, and motorcycles, and to show them off. And we have such a big pool of people who have a lot of collectors around here. So 13 years ago, my father and Dr. Hain came up with the idea to start doing this benefit to benefit Hot Rodding for Heroes. And all the proceeds, 100%, go towards the Marine Corps League and veterans. It's 100%. Given straight to whatever cause. We've moved it from, we've done Toys for Tots, we've done the disabled veterans. We continue to donate to the VA on a regular basis. The whole point of it is giving back to the community and giving back to our vets and first responders that need all the assistance throughout their time of need.
Yeah, and when the time comes and you're ready to expand on some of those topics, you just you have an open door with us.
Outstanding. Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
So this is open to all cars and motorcycles. It's $25 to get in. Of course, spectators, absolutely free, and everybody, we don't love a car and motorcycle show. You put the best of both together, and it is going to be at the High Springs Brewery. And I'm sad to say I haven't had a chance to get out there yet, and I want to. I understand it's a nice place.
Oh, it's the High Springs Brewery has been nothing but phenomenal for the Marine Corps League and all veterans and locally. If you didn't know that, the last year we dedicated, my father helped dedicate this before he moved on and passed on. We dedicated the High Springs Brewery. It is the Marine Corps League's Tun Tavern here locally.
Oh, okay.
Because, the Marine Corps was founded. It's actually the 250th birthday this year for the Marine Corps.
Yeah, happy birthday. Super fun.
And it was founded in a bar, of course, like the Marines are. But we've dedicated the High Springs Brewery as our official Tun Tavern.
Oh.
So all Marines know that they can go to a place now that's officially dedicated to us. And Marines and veterans are all welcome. But they have been nothing but amazing. They help support veterans through In-N-Out. I highly encourage. It's right downtown in High Springs. It brings a lot of people and the community together, and they're nothing but a huge supporter of everything we do.
And you've got the pizza place that is right there. Yeah,
Prohibition Pizza is right across the street. They're big supporters as well. The whole town. I want to thank the High Springs, the city council, and everything. It's been they've opened us with open arms. This will be our fifth car show in High Springs, and we're going to continue to keep doing it there. Well, we do one in the spring and one in the fall.
It's a great family oriented event in the middle of the day. It's perfect in this time of year. It's even better. And, you got Big Mills cheesesteaks. They're going to be on site. And they'll, of course, have their Philly cheesesteaks. So you got that going on. And like you say, all the proceeds go to benefit Marine Corps League, which means that also goes, into the local community.
Yes.
What else? What else is going to be going on out there? Not that that's not enough.
I know. If you're wanting to participate and add more to the sponsorship, we offer a $50 tent or table if you want to put out a sponsorship or table for your local business. We open up for all businesses that want to come promote their businesses. Or if you just want to be a part and make a donation, we have a live DJ, Rockin' Robin DJ. She's a big military support. She donated her whole time for the whole DJing event that day. It's nothing but donations and people giving back to the community.
I think I know her. Did she live on Jaybird Street?
That's a good one.
Dated welcome, reference.
Welcome to my world.
welcome to your world. That's funny.
See how much fun it is?
Oh, yeah.
So banners are welcome. The big thing is coming to donate and be a part of the community. So, and just come out and support. I'm going to say for all the car owners, it's expected to be a pretty big day for people bringing cars. So come early for the car owners that want to come. We have a lot of clubs that have sit in. It's no pre-registration, so it's first come, first serve.
And it says register at show starting at 2.
Correct.
So are you saying they should get there earlier than that?
If they get there early and want to start, we're going to start getting them parked and ready. We'll be there early to start setting up. But, again, how people are in their cars. They want to make sure they're nice and pretty and clean.
Oh, yeah.
So they can show them off to the public.
You want the right spot.
They're a bunch of Gregs out there what they are. Yeah.
And I will say this. For those that don't have a fancy car but have maybe a patriotic car they want to put in, Dr. Hain has donated a special award this year to my father, who the late, Jim Jacobson, who's been a huge benefit to this whole community for over 30 years.
Yes.
I'm going to try not to get emotional because my father's always been my hero. And, again, he started this 13 years ago, but they will have a patriotic Jim Jacobson Award for best most patriotic car that Dr. Hain is going to be presenting that we'll choose for the most patriotic car.
There's a Jeep out in the parking lot if you want to paint some red and blue stripes
put
on
some
it.
Flags on
I think
it.
I think Greg would have a winner.
Maybe paint. We could wrap it. We could wrap it.
Oh, wrap.
It.
Yeah. Okay.
it's a good Sarge green right now.
It is.
Color for it.
It is. So. It's good looking.
So everyone come out. Come all cars, motorcycles, come out and have a good time. And it's, like I said, open to the public. It's free. Doesn't cost anything. Come look at the cars from 2 to 6 and come enjoy it with us. You'll see we have our shirts that we've now got set up now.
It's you
can purchase
shirt.
Yeah, we can purchase these on at the as
nice.
Well.
So I see I smell a Dr. Hain influence.
Mustang.
The Mustang maniac, Dr. Hain.
He does. He likes his Mustangs, but he has he's got a quite car collection himself.
I bet he does.
He does.
Because gosh, it's been years since I've seen him, and I know he had a few back in the day.
You got to come out and see him again, Bob. Come out and join it.
I really wanted to. This might be an opportunity to see my sister in Tampa. She's flying in. So,
gotcha.
Because I did have this marked down, I was going to do this, and there was a ride I was supposed to go on. But anyway,
we get you in the fall. We're, like I said, two times a year. We do one in the spring and one in the fall.
I'm sending Greg out to represent. He's better on the schmoozing anyway.
He is. We're going to go.
Yeah, ask him when you meet him, ask him for a business card.
Oh,
it's an inside joke.
Yeah,
inside joke. Gotcha.
Yeah, but I just want to see him tortured for a little.
And the boss is listening. That's kind of funny. So there's that.
All right. Well, have fun with this event. We wish you very much success. I love that you've taken the mantle that your father and Dr. Hain did a great job of establishing and pushing it forward, making it even bigger and better. And now that you've retired from law enforcement, we expect. Big things out of you. You've got
pressure.
The name.
No
pressure whatsoever. Right?
None whatsoever. We'll be following your every step.
I hope, and I'll come in here and update you each week.
You bet.
Matt Jacobson, thank you, sir. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for having me, guys.
It is 9:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Happy Thursday, 97.3 The Sky. Happy Thursday, we're getting there. Good morning and welcome. 9:19 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Rare earth mineral deal with Ukraine. It is pretty much a done deal. This is a, it's a big deal. It is going to benefit the U.S., going to benefit Ukraine. It is going to help us to decouple further from China. And it also sends a clear message to Vladimir Putin in Russia that, hey, we've got something at stake now in Ukraine. So I think that, that's going to be a winner-winner chicken dinner issue all the way. A little closer to home in Tallahassee, House Speaker Daniel Perez says action is coming to provide property tax relief. Woo! Bad news is that it won't happen until at least 2026.
Hey, I'll take it when I can get it.
Yeah, it's funny. He's kind of complimenting the governor on one hand, you know, with this exciting and provocative proposal, which is not new, by the way.
No.
Rubio, when he was the House Speaker, presented this deal and almost got it done years ago where you would add 2 cents to the Florida sales tax and eliminate property taxes for, you know, homeowners and their primary residence. It was a tremendous bill, and he even had Democrats on board. But the Democrats pulled the plug at the last minute, and he wasn't able to push it through. And why, I'm not exactly sure, other than, you know, the ugliness of pure politics. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they say pure politics, because there's nothing pure about it.
No.
But anyway, so Perez, you know, he's given some kudos to Governor DeSantis on one hand, and then he's criticizing him for not suggesting like specific language and laying it out for him. It's like, yeah, he's the governor. He's kind of busy.
Yeah.
That's sort of the thrust of his job is delegating things to get done.
What, do you want him to write the bill for
you?
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
And then they would cry about the language. So he says, no, you write the language that's going to get it passed. I already told you I'll sign it pretty much, unless you really mess it up. So there you go. I mean, there's hope. There's hope. There's hope.
Yeah.
But, you know, the money's got to come somewhere. You still have to fund all the stuff that needs funding. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It's like a balloon, you know. You squeeze it on one end, it's going to blow up on another.
Yeah.
But some relief for seniors could be a major part of it. And I, you know, no matter what happens, I think that we're going to see that expand a little bit.
So.
And I think that's a good idea.
That's important.
Yeah. Yeah. People can't, you know, they're on a fixed income. And even if they set some money aside, you look at their expenses and everything goes up. You have to know that year after year. But then for the property taxes to get to a point to where, you know, people have to sell or they're going to get booted out of their house, things like that, that's not a good thing. Hey, speaking of China that I mentioned earlier, they've actually waived a 125% tariff, at least on one specific item that they get from the U.S., and that's ethane. Yeah, I said it right. It's ethane, not methane. It's ethane, although clearly it's related. It's a product that's like a precursor to plastics and a lot of other things. China had initially imposed a tariff earlier this month as part of their retaliation against Trump's tariffs. China's responsible for purchasing about half of America's ethane exports each year. Chinese companies, and there's many of them that rely on this U.S. Ethane, and it joins a growing list of products that China has granted tariff exemptions for, and this is amid the ongoing trade war with Washington. I have a sneaking suspicion that they don't want to give Trump a big victory by just caving in. So I think this is going to go in dribs and drabs and piecemeal.
Yeah.
Because they don't want Trump to go, yep, I told you that I was going to get the Chinese to the table, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's sort of a way for China to kind of save face but get what they need, which is they need to be able to export products, and we're the biggest consumers on the planet.
Well, if we could just keep it moving in the right direction, that's a plus.
You just make it just make it fair. That's all fair.
There you go.
And they have difficulty with that, understanding that concept, because I mean, they have a plan to take over the world, basically,
which doesn't seem fair to, I don't know, anyone else in the world.
No, it's not. And the whole thing is, I think they see that they're key to success is by climbing over our backs to get there.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good for us. If you want, if it was Biden, say, you know, oh yeah, just good competition. China's is good competition.
Right.
Yeah. It's good competition. It's like the whole football team you're playing is all juiced up on roids, and they don't follow any of the rules of the game.
But other than that, it's fair.
And other than that, it's good competition.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Come on. Hector Alejandro Hernandez Morales, a senior Cuban regime official, identified as the once bodyguard and trusted man of both late communist dictator Fidel Castro and his brother's successor, Raul. Apparently, he's presently living in Florida.
What?
Yeah.
I thought Cuba was such a great place to be, right?
Maybe.
Wow.
He's living in Florida, aspiring to obtain U.S. resident status. And the information, I guess, emanated actually from Cuba-focused outlets.
Wow.
Hernandez Morales, 46 years old, was identified as a senior Cuban Interior Ministry official living in Boca Raton. The poor people say Raton, Greg, just for future reference.
Okay.
And
but
the wealthy people are in the know.
Yeah.
Yes, I live in Boca.
Okay.
They'll just say Boca.
Right.
And then if forced to, they'll say Boca Raton.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. Raton is what they make furniture out of.
Oh.
This is much classier than that.
Okay.
Or so they think.
Good to know.
They're kind of snobby wannabes, you know?
I got you.
They're like Palm Beach wannabes.
So it's not totally justified, but you want to be in the club?
Got the big house, got the big car, and got the big debt to match it, and barely keeping their heads above water.
But you look good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, according to the reports, this guy's hoping to benefit from the 1996 Cuban Adjustment Act, which allows Cuban nationals to apply for a U.S. green card and become lawful permanent residents after being physically present in the country for at least 1 year. The CAA is intended to benefit Cubans fleeing from communism and the Castro regime's brutal persecution.
Wait a minute. Oh, hold on.
He was one of their top guys.
You're a top dude. You're a bodyguard to both of them, and you're trying to flee the oppression? Really? You were one of the oppressors.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was even like a bodyguard to both the brothers. Huh.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Look, he says, I honored my father's legacy by protecting the physical and moral integrity of the country's top figures. Really? The moral integrity of the Cuban country's top figures? Okay. Quoted as saying to a Cuban regime-affiliated outlet in 2021, he reminisced about his close relationship with Fidel and the lessons he as a child gave to the late dictator, which earned him a spot on the cover of a Cuban communist youth magazine in 1991.
Oh, my goodness.
All grown up now.
Yeah,
and right. He wants to be all American.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Sources close to the Cuban regime official's family detailed that Hernandez Morales arrived in the U.S. accompanied by one of his daughters, while his wife, Giselle Cabrera, and another daughter were already in Florida receiving medical treatment for cancer at the time he arrived. Upon arrival, the family was met by a relative, Rolando Garcia, who denied knowing them.
Huh. Wow.
I don't know those people.
Yeah.
I thought one of the things that they used to brag about was that they had, you know, this great medical program.
Oh, sure.
Why would you come here for treatment?
Fabulous. I mean, people are just jumping in boats and going to Cuba. Okay, maybe not.
No, they're going the other way.
Oh, okay. Well, they're halfway.
Unless they're going down to pick up, you know, friends and relatives going back.
Yeah.
It is 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. And it's Thursday, so you can start grinning a little bit right now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Good morning and welcome. 9:35. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Top local story, wildfires in Ocala National Forest, trying to get those under control using helicopters. And some of that was caught on video. It's pretty cool to see them hover over a small lake and suck up water, filling these huge helicopters in about 2 minutes. and then carrying it off to help to stop the fires. And just a reminder, you know, don't be tossing cigs out the window, seriously. And it just, you know, use your noggin, you know, and report anything that you see, if you see smoke and stuff like that. And, you know, we can protect some of these great resources that we have here. The FBI reassigned many agents. Some were photographed kneeling during a 2020 protest after the death of George Floyd. Yeah, that's what I said.
That's odd.
Well, it's not very professional, for one thing.
No, it's not.
You don't get involved in those things. If you're even at an event, then you're there, you know, and the national anthem is playing. It's not expected that you, you know, that you would be looking at the flag, per se. In other words, there's a special position that you hold, and that would preclude you from doing anything that could be presumed to be political. There'd be nothing wrong with standing at attention with your hand over your heart at the flag. I'm just saying, if they're not, it wouldn't be to take a knee, hopefully, because that would be unacceptable.
Because you represent this country.
Yes.
Yeah.
The reassignments are part of Trump's efforts to remove woke and other politicized elements from within the America's our intelligence community. One former FBI official cried to CNN that the reassignments raised concern that the Bureau bypassed its typical disciplinary process, which can reportedly take months or more than a year to review incidents. Let me tell you, when they want to get rid of you and you're a federal agent, they can get rid of you. I'm just saying that. There's no... I don't want to hear excuses.
Right.
The notion that the Bureau would go after these people is just disgusting. I think it's disgusting that you'd have agents kneeling during a protest, and especially over George Floyd.
Oh, my goodness.
Really?
Yeah. Do your homework.
The left
people.
Just picks the best poster boys, don't they?
They really do.
Yeah, let's look up for this, you know, completely drug-addicted total loser his entire life. Let's take up for him.
Yeah, put him on a pedestal.
And, and let's take up for an MS-13 wife beer.
But other than that,
they
really
they can
nice
pick
guys.
Them, can't they?
They can.
Wow. All right. Apparently... this came from CNN. After quickly ousting senior FBI leaders, the Justice Department has said it's reviewing the conduct of more than 1,500 agents associated with cases that have found disfavor in the new Trump era, including investigations of the president and his allies. FBI agents who executed the search warrant on Trump's Mar-a-Lago home and who worked on the January 6th, 2021 related cases have been bracing for a possible retribution, current and former agents said. Oh, yeah, the J6ers? I'd strike a deal with them right away. What's your real involvement? How many were really involved? Who were you taking orders from? What were you there to try to do? Incite violence? I'd give that, and I'd say if you cooperate with us, you know, you've got a chance that, you know, you may still have some kind of government job somewhere, but if you don't want to play ball, I don't know. Hey, maybe you could be one of those people that is going to disappear.
Go.
According to the left.
They get disappeared. And how about just, this is a crazy thought, some of the ones who just got scooped up in it, how about they get some due process in a timely manner?
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Crazy, huh?
You know, and apparently, looking back at that Mar-a-Lago raid.
Oh, my goodness.
That was... over the top, the way they engaged in the entire thing, the whole process, the way they arrived, all of that was completely unnecessary, and they know it.
Oh,
they did it as a dog and pony show. They tried to make Trump look bad and all that, and they were going through personal stuff, like Melania stuff, and doing that, you know, on purpose, being nasty.
And you have to surround it with vehicles with flashing lights and automatic weapons. At one of the most protected places in the country already? But the contrast to that, what they do at Biden's garage. Hey, we'd like, can we go look in the garage? Can we, you know, just, you know, right. What a difference.
The kneeling incident in D.C. occurred after a group of agents assigned to protect federal monuments and buildings were confronted by a group of protesters. FBI agents generally aren't trained to do crowd control, and deploying them to face off demonstrators raised fears of a possible deadly confrontation, according to current and former bureau officials. Really? You're the FBI. And you're going to run away from a little mob? No. I don't think you should. If you do, you get the wrong agents. After the photos initially emerged in the wake of George Floyd's death, top FBI officials at the time reviewed the incident and said there were no violations of policy. FBI Director Kash Patel said in February there would no longer be a two-tier system of justice, but rather one singular system of justice for all Americans. I promise you the following: there will be accountability within the FBI and outside of the FBI, and we will do a thorough and rigorous constitutional oversight starting this weekend. All right, we'll see what happens. I want to get to the J6 involvement by the FBI and possibly the CIA and others. And, you know, something that a few years ago, you know, I'd write off and go, yeah, conspiratorial quack, goodbye. Not anymore.
No,
you can't do it because they're, we've seen it. I mean, you're spying on a United States citizen who is a candidate
right
for the presidency and is spying on him illegally. And fudging and bending the law and twisting it and doing everything they could. Despicable. And that doesn't even get into the whole, all the court cases and all of that. It's despicable. You've got to get rid of those people. If they have an agenda.
Absolutely.
If they don't put their job and their professionalism first and they have some weird political agenda. I don't, whatever you do. If they have an agenda that interferes with them doing their jobs properly, legally, and constitutionally, then they're not fit for that kind of service. Several deep blue states have moved to extend health care to illegal aliens, but they found out that, hey, costs are exploding, and enrollments have raced far past the numbers that the lawmakers expected. They're having budget disasters across the board. You know, tough, too bad. You allow these people to come in under your left of center weirdo priorities and principles and policies. 8 to 20 million undocumented people just flooding across our borders, an invasion. And then you think the right thing just, well, you need to sign up over here for your health care.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, as Americans, veterans even, living on the streets in squalor. What a slap in the face. What a slap in the face to all Americans, the policies that the Democrats have pushed and promoted. In 2019, California became the first deep blue state to allow illegal aliens to enroll in the state's health care program. Since then, the costs have wildly spun out of control. It's reported that the cost of the program was more than $3 billion above estimates.
Oh, my goodness.
$3 billion above. Above.
Wow. $3 billion as a total would be enough. But, yeah, that's crazy.
Elon Musk also blasted the state over the out-of-control program, saying on Fox News that health care is a mechanism by which the Democrats attract and retain illegal immigrants by essentially paying them to come here and then turning them into voters.
They've seen that.
Hard to argue with.
Yeah.
Democrats are pushing hard to maximize payments to illegals. For example, free luxury hotels in New York, free medical care for illegals in California. And that's their current and future voter base, according to Musk. As in California, Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, their governor there. You know... Anyway.
He's a mess.
Yeah.
He's a mess.
Found itself in a political pickle over health care for illegals in February. Opponents of the free health care policy for illegals revealed that the cost to taxpayers reached $1.6 billion since 2020.
Wow.
A number far higher than the Democrats estimated when they proposed the program. At the time, State Senate Republican leader John Curran blasted the Democrats, saying the program spent well in excess of 200% more than what was estimated in budgets and appropriations. And he further insisted that the program was entirely unmanageable. Thousands of people were allowed to sign up for free health care for years on the state taxpayer dime that shouldn't have been eligible under the parameters laid out even in this program. And the governor failed to even seek federal reimbursement when eligible on certain services for years, leaving federal dollars on the table. Colorado, same thing. Cost overruns, higher numbers enrolling than they expected. It's just, and it goes on from there.
We're not
all
surprised,
these blue states.
Any of it. Not surprised a bit.
Yeah. All the blue states. And they got exactly what they deserve.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I feel sorry for what conservatives that do live in those states. But when it's going to be recognized by enough people that those policies, the policies of the left, have been flawed and failed time and time again. And look, maybe over the years, there are times when you could go, yeah, well, one party's the same as the other. One's as bad as the other.
Not anymore.
But yeah, if you can't tell over the, you know, the last 8 years, if you can't differentiate, I don't know. You're not paying any attention, I guess.
Now, if we could just take some of our squishy ones and just, like, send them across the aisle, that'd be fine.
I was going to send them to El Salvador, but maybe I'm a little
I think we've got a deal going on down there. We've got a place we could give them, you know?
Hey, I'm going to go golfing later today.
Really?
So, yeah, but I'm going to be careful.
Yeah? What's up?
Well, apparently John Elway, his longtime agent and friend, has passed away at the age of 62 after falling out of a golf cart, falling off the back of a golf cart Saturday night.
That is awful.
And it was John Elway that was behind the wheel of the golf cart at the time of the incident. And this was a good longtime pal and friend of his.
That's sad.
So I'm sure he feels awful. Yeah. Jeff Spurbeck, friend and business associate of Broncos legend John Elway for the better part of four decades, and he died Wednesday after falling out of the back of a golf cart Saturday night. Reported earlier Wednesday that Elway was driving the golf cart. Spurbeck struck his head on the asphalt and was transported to a nearby hospital in critical condition. Elway called 911. There was no indication that he was at fault for the accident. Spurbeck, Elway, their wives, and Elway's son were returning from a party after the Stagecoach musical on Saturday evening when the accident occurred. They were using it as transportation, not necessarily using it as an actual golf cart. And he was probably sitting on the back, sounds like. And he fell off the back of the golf cart.
Yeah.
Which.
It happens.
Yeah, it does happen.
Yeah.
But to hit your head in such a way, cause your death.
So sad.
It is tragic. It is 9:48. You know what we need? We need upbeat, positive thoughts. We need things that make you smile. Call in now. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now. Things that make you smile, 97.3 The Sky. Another awesome day. Welcome to it. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call now. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Bob. What's making you smile?
Well, this is National Day of Prayer, and I live in Ocala, and I just came back from the beautiful event that we had in downtown Ocala today at Veterans Park, and it's an incredibly uplifting event. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thanks for reminding everybody. Let's go to Sam. Sam, what's making you smile?
Well, the recent reappearance of Count Cacula is letting me know that the fun is not completely over yet. Every time I see her, I keep thinking of eggs, or as the Three Stooges would refer to them, as cackle fruit.
Nice. Oh, good morning, Jeremy. What's making you smile?
Good morning, guys. I have a pretty big reason to smile today. It's thanks to you guys and this radio station. I won my first set of concert tickets, and thanks to y'all, I'm going to the Rock the Country concert.
Right on, and hopefully that's making him smile, right?
That's pretty awesome.
Rock the Country, all right. I love it. Good morning, Jeff. What's making you smile?
I cooked a half a pack of bacon this morning. I'm making my egg sandwich. I break my piece of bacon in half, put it on the sandwich, and I said, you know what? I'm going to put two pieces of bacon on this sandwich. God bless America.
What a rebel he is.
America!
Bacon.
Double up on the bacon, brother. Mm-hmm. It's all good. 877-975-9825. Last chance to get in for things that make you smile. Brought to you by our friends at Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. And let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's making me smile is I have this Siamese cat, and the moment I bounce a ping pong ball on the hardwood floor, the cat turns into a gold medalist, hockey Olympian, and like a soccer and volleyball and everything. It is just the funniest to see a cat player with a bouncing ping pong ball.
Oh, yeah. They get they go after stuff like
fun.
That. They do have fun.
You like? Are you? But now, see, you're a dog person. You got... You know, big dogs.
I'm allergic to cats. I don't have an issue with them per se. I get along with them pretty well.
Yeah.
But no, I've never had one even as a kid. But yeah, I found out I am allergic to them.
I've had a couple in my life, but I, like you, have a little bit of an allergen thing. One of my best friends from high school had a couple of cats. And I noticed when I would go to visit, it's like, you know, I'd kind of get the sniffles and just a little something.
And your eyes got a little red, and the parents would go, Greg, are you hitting the weed again?
No, that didn't happen. Oh. But, not major, but just enough to go for me to figure out the pattern.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh, it's the cat. That's what it is. So it does happen.
Yeah. But, and, yeah, it's not fun.
I'm kind of in that field, too, of where I like kittens.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they turn into the cats, I don't care what anybody says. Well, they don't get on my kitchen counters. Yes, they do when you're not home. When you're not looking. They're on everything when you're not home.
It's just like babies. They're beautiful. They're wonderful.
Yeah.
Then they turn into people. not my kids.
And that
not
makes
my
you
babies.
Smile. And that makes you smile, right?
Everybody else's babies.
All right. Oh, man.
All right, we're not done yet. Coming up next, it is The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on. It's right around the corner. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Rocker Neil Young, who, well, Southern Man can do just fine without him. The Canadian rocker, he just can't quit Elon Musk. Yep, he put the Department of Doge chief at the center of his latest politically charged tune all about clean energy and electric vehicles. He said, come on, Ford, come on, GM, come on, Chrysler, let's roll again. He says, China's way ahead. They're making clean cars. If you're a Democrat, taste your freedom. Get what you want. Taste your freedom. First of all, they're not clean cars. That's number one. And Ford and Chrysler and what it's not even called Chrysler anymore, they lost a lot of money on the EVs. I guess he doesn't get it, but Neil Young, he did a lot of drugs. And that's your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.